Minnesota spokeswoman Brenna Knapp says the technology has spread so quickly that safety awareness and regulations have struggled to keep up, and related injuries continue to rise.
What we've found is that e-rides have spread so quickly that laws, infrastructure, and safety awareness really haven't kept pace with how fast that these vehicles have been allowed on the roads. What we've seen from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is that micromobility-related injuries have rose an average of 23% year over year from 2017 through 2022, and that's an estimated 360,000 emergency department visits from these rides.
Knapp says their new e-ride safety guide covers helmet selection, state riding locations, and ways parents can talk with children about responsible riding.
E-bikes and e-scooters are really exciting and can be a fun and convenient way for kids to get around, and, you know, they increase mobility, but they do require more awareness and responsibility than families expect. So it's just important to have those conversations with your kids and set those expectations.
You can find the new safety guide on AAA's website. With this Minnesota Minute, I'm Tasha Radel.